The simplistic solution cannot work because Nigeria is not neatly divided between Christians and Muslims. Down in the north, you also have a significant Christian population, as you also have in the south, a significant Muslim population. So if you are saying you're dividing, giving the north to the Muslims and the south to the Christians, what do you do about the Christians that are in the north and also Muslims that are in the south? Our Nigeria situation is a very complex one, because if you go the path of balkanizing the country, you can practically create 20 countries out of Nigeria, and these countries will perpetually be at war with each other.
Some people say the argument is that if things continue this way, it will become so bad that people who don't belong to a particular tribe where they're living now will just naturally drift to the tribe or the religion that is practiced in some parts of the country and live there.
Well, there is that fear that if federal government doesn't quickly come to a solution on this intractable sectarian violence, that it might get out of hand. But I don't see it getting to such a situation that people would wholeheartedly drift back to their places of origin. Because when they go back, you also have micro conflicts, intra-tribal, not just inter-tribal. Even within Muslims, you also have differences, as you have within Christianity. It's a natural thing for you to have conflict in human society. But the difference between what we have here and in other conflicts in other parts of the world is the response of the government by swiftly bringing to justice the perpetrators, which is what we are calling for in Nigeria, that there's a need to break this cycle of impunity, to give every Nigerian a sense of belonging, irrespective of where they choose to reside in.
But there's also fear that the revenge killings might spread to other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. This is not the first time. About last year, when the Jaws crisis also heated up the country, a lot of people who belong to certain ethnic groups were also killed in some other parts of Nigeria. And people are afraid that if this is allowed to spread, it might be a big problem.
Yes, it will spread if the government continue to adopt what Bola Ige described as sit down look, that is sit down and do nothing. But I think in this latest one, number of people have been arrested, some of whom they say have confessed. So if they quickly bring those people to trial and let them have their day in court, it will go a long way in reassuring people that they don't need to take the laws into their hands in seeking justice.
Do you think regional autonomy is the key, giving more powers to the region while making the center not as powerful?
Yeah, it would be a significant contribution to solving the problem. Because if you cast your mind back to the 50s and 60s, when we had strong regional government, the center, nobody wanted to play at the center. If you remember, it's on record that Sir Ahmadu Bello, being the leader of NPC, Northern People's Congress, was supposed to be prime minister, but he chose to be premier of Northern Nigeria and sent his deputy, Tafawa Balewa, to go and be prime minister. So that shows you that at that time, people had a sense of belonging in the various regions. And if we go back to that regionalization, it may bring a solution, but I don't see it happening so soon because everybody wants a state to preside over.